Hey guys, it's Mark.
And I'm Charity.
And welcome to the Case Watch Podcast.
Case Watch deals with content meant for a mature audience. Listener discretion is advised. Case
Watch. Confirming the body found in Grand Teton National Park is Gabby Petito, and she was killed.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Late today, Chris Watts was officially charged with the murders of his wife and his two young girls.
Remember these words. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testicles 1, 2, 3.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Testes 1, 2, 3.
Charity and I here pound it out again. What's up, guys?
We're pounding it out while Kristen is processing. I'm doing her hair, guys. I'm doing her hair.
You got to elaborate.
So yeah, I came over to not only record but to do Kristen's hair. So she is currently sitting in her Joey and Chandler chair with foils in her hair.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, and she just yelled at us to go pound it out.
She actually did because I was aggravating her. And she's like, will you just take him to pound it out now?
Yeah, just go do it.
So we are hanging out on a Sunday.
On a Sunday. Like this is like old times. We used to do it on Sundays. We used to do it on Sundays all the time.
I forgot about the Sunday.
I know. Sunday's a Sunday fun day.
Yeah, Sunday fun day, man.
I have a little subject to talk about.
What part is that?
So
she just shot me a look downward.
I went to the gym. I went to the gym this morning. I don't like going to the gym, but I do when it's too cold out because I'm not walking around outside.
Is it over there?
It might be. He's doing the gun show thing, guys.
Yeah.
I basically just go and do my walking and running on the treadmill. There are some sounds in the gym, guys, that are very interesting. In fact, I was there at one point, and there was a gentleman that was yelling at his legs to perform better.
Really?
Yeah. He was on a machine, and apparently they weren't wanting to lift the amount of weight he wanted them to lift. And he was I would more call it almost screaming at his legs. And I just want to know if anyone finds that odd, or, I mean, maybe it's just a thing that people at the gym do when they lift heavy stuff. I don't know.
I think it's odd.
Do you think it's odd?
Well, 100%.
Okay, because I thought it was a little odd, but no judgment. If your legs need that encouragement, man, you better give them to them, right?
We start doing that for everything. When I can't see something, they're like, eyes, please, fix yourself. Give yourself LASIK. You can feel better.
Right? Oh, and another thing. Your girl got pulled over the other day.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
In our town.
Really?
On the 31st.
Oh, boy. You got a ticket?
No. He was really nice. Really, really nice. And I think the reason is because I was honest. So he came up to the car and he goes, license and registration. Do you know why I pulled you over? And I go, probably driving too fast. And he was very nice and just gave me a warning.
So, I don't comment on people's driving anymore because I got yelled at for commenting on someone's driving the other night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who?
What do you think?
Kristen?
Her hair's processing currently.
Oh, poor Kristen.
Whatever that means.
Oh.
Whatever. Because she's like, you could walk. I'm like, yeah, I probably could. And I'd get here alive.
I'm surprised she didn't pull over or just slow down a little bit and kick you out.
She's like, I'm dropping you off then and going back home. And you can figure out how to get home. I'm like, good luck getting my ass out of the car.
Wow. To be a fly on the wall, guys.
Oh, it was all in good fun. We were picking on each other.
Oh, hey, guys. You know, the third member
hold on. Hey, you guys.
I was just I love him. I love the Goonies. That's one of my favorites, guys. So speaking of our almost third member of this podcast.
Must be Steve.
Steve. His brother really thinks that, you know, we should have a little side thing with him once in a while, like you said, where he comes and reads letters sent by the creeps.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I got to come up with a fun name for it.
Hold on a second. His brother had a name.
Really?
Hold on. That was...
Guys, the 5 out of 5 tech person is now digging through the
mail
phone.
Time with Steve. Sh- And they bring you in like once a month and read all fan mail.
Wait a minute. Is it mail as in M-A-I-L or mail time?
It can be both. Yes. And I did inform Steve that unfortunately it would be a volunteer job.
Yeah, because we volunteer too.
But then he said that you and he could do a photo shoot in your Speedos.
What?
And I suggested a calendar and all the creeps would buy it. Right, creeps?
No. Nobody wants to see that.
How do you know? You don't know.
Although I was told if I started an OnlyFans, it would be fairly successful.
There you go.
Lots of people like the bear-looking guy like I am.
Oh, the bear-looking guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Rawr. Apparently. I don't know. I don't get it.
Did you see what he just did with his hand?
I did. Rawr.
He went rawr. The most unmanly rawr I've seen.
So I want to address something real quick.
Okay.
I caused a kerfuffle.
You did.
On the last episode.
Really?
When I said FedEx sucks.
You did. I know. People were very irate.
So to make everything better this week, I'm just going to come on here again and say FedEx still sucks. So I'm sure there's still people who work there who are great, but I'm going to count in my head. Ready? In the last year, they lost a generator of mine that just mysteriously disappeared. That SIM unit that I just sold. They lost half of that.
Oh.
On top of that, then I had a package that I put online that it was shipping from like Florida to here, but made a trip in Texas, California, Oregon, Wisconsin. And then they said they don't know where it is. So like, if you guys like want things to get there, like I just don't get it.
Okay. Charity's coming in.
All right. Hold on.
All right.
But in the same token, I'm not saying you suck because you work at FedEx. Like I worked, the last company I worked for before now, it sucked. So when people said like, you guys suck, I was like, damn right, we do. They're horrible. So like I openly admitted it.
Okay. May I swing in now and give my little thoughts?
Just a swing in.
Yeah. This is meow. Charity's the one that smooths stuff over in this.
Hold on. I was out of place.
That's what she said.
Charity is going to say that Mark's, your take on FedEx is because of what has happened to you, correct?
And everybody else I know that ship for okay. FedEx.
Not everybody else, because there are creeps that have not had that and they've spoke up. So all I'm saying is it may not be company-wide. It may be your FedEx that comes here and people that you know. Was that good, guys? Was that better? I like to smooth things over. I don't like the creeps to be at odds.
We stopped doing business with a company because they only shipped with FedEx.
Really?
Yeah, we had to stop because none of our stuff would ever get there.
See, I don't think I ever even really get anything from FedEx. It's usually the ups.
I love when Amazon comes to my
Amazon.
House because Amazon will send 9 different delivery people in the same day with each part of a package.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm wondering though, because I know sometimes it's in the warehouse that's right in the next town over.
Yep.
And then other times maybe it's coming from like out of state. I mean, could that be why?
Could be, but they also have deliveries. They have a weird delivery system where they have deliveries rolling in all day long, okay. Not just at the beginning of the day.
Because you can pick that little thing that says put them all in the same box if you want.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, in the same box. Oh, dear.
That's what she said.
Oh, dear. It's going to be one of those episodes today, guys.
It's going to be fun. And you told me the name of the title.
Yeah,
but I did. You didn't tell me anything more. And by the name of the title, I'm pretty fired up.
Yeah. You should be, actually.
I'm pretty excited.
It's pretty horrible.
So we're going to have a week off. You guys are going to have a best of the next episode because I will be in the sun doing the gun show
down
at Daytona Beach. And I'll be hanging out on Pitt Road at Daytona and having all kinds of fun. And I'm pretty excited. And my Airbnb has a heated swimming pool.
Does it really, though? Because remember the last time you went away and you stayed at the hotel.
I will send them a text because I have the people's number and also has a heated hot tub. So I'm pretty fired up.
Well, I mean, I hope a hot tub's heated.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Unless it's a time machine, hot tub time machine.
I never saw that.
No?
I think I made it like 5 minutes in and went, this is dumb.
Some of the dumb movies are the best, though, and you just want to just zone out and laugh.
Back in the day, when you would see like the Rotten Tomatoes score and people would be like, oh, I can't watch that. I'd be like, that movie's right up my alley. So when they rate poorly on Rotten Tomatoes, I know I like it. Because if it has guns, violence, anything to do with racing, any of that, they do not like that stuff. So they will not give it a good rating. So right up my alley.
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. I've never seen that movie, which is the weirdest thing in the world.
Oh, my God.
All right.
This is your homework before you come back.
I have a secret to admit.
You don't like Will Ferrell.
Other than one or two movies, I do not find Will Ferrell funny. I have never, and I don't know why. Because he is funny in some of these movies, but I just don't like him. That's it. And that's the bottom line.
Why don't you like him?
Because I don't think he's funny.
I think he's funny.
I don't. He's hysterical. Will Ferrell in every character. If you want Will Ferrell in your movie, go ahead and sign him up because that's what he is in every single movie.
I love him. I can't help it.
I do love. We're going to the quad. We're streaking.
Oh, yeah.
That movie's
funny. And then he backs up in with his wife and all of her friends. And he's butt naked. Yeah. And the one friend's like, wow, it's cold, huh?
I love that. That is awesome. All right. Let's roll right in. What do we got going on?
Okie dokie. Give me 1 second. I'm actually going to let you start with a little news gem that you have, Mark. That's fairly current, if you'd like to read about it.
You just texted me something here. Yes. I always love.
This is right up Mark's alley. Well, not really. It has to do with something that Mark has love for.
I always love reading something for the first time through on the podcast.
Me too. I love looking at his face. I actually haven't read any of these. I only read the news, like the first part of it. So I don't really know exactly.
This is brought to you by CBSNews.com. Pennsylvania. Hold on. Got a bunch of texts coming in at the same time. See, this is what happens when I open my phone.
So popular.
Yeah, right. Pennsylvania man charged with murdering wife over cat's vet bills. Ooh. Norristown, Pennsylvania. An 84-year-old man is facing multiple murder charges after prosecutors allege that he killed his wife in their Lower Potts Grove Township home. If I ever lived in Pennsylvania, I think I would want to live in Lower Pottsville Township.
I don't know, though. This guy's a murderer. Oh,
no. I read it wrong. Potts Grove.
Oh, that's even better. Potts Grove. I like that.
I could grow some of my pot in the grove. This is awesome. On Wednesday, the Montgomery County District Attorney's Office announced that Barton Seltman.
That's a great name.
Meow. Yeah. That's a good name.
That's a good name.
Was arrested on November 28th after police responded to a call about an unresponsive female in the home on North Clem Road. Prosecutor said Margaret Seltman, Barton's 85-year-old wife, was found inside the home, obviously deceased, and it's got quotes.
Oh.
While Barton had blood on his face, hands, and clothes, he was taken to the hospital to be treated for a hand injury, the DA's office said. Oh, my God, this is going to be horrible. I'm already putting this together in my head.
Oh.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm figuring this out. According to the criminal complaint, Barton told investigators that he and his wife were arguing about money for veterinary care of their cat when he claimed he saw Margaret grab a knife and say she was going to kill him.
Margaret.
Unbelievable.
Peggy.
Barton told police he pushed a chair at his wife. The complaint continued and that he, what? That went out of hand really quickly. Whoa.
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh,
and
no.
He continued to strike her with his fist and other objects after she hit her head and fell to the ground.
Why?
That went aggressive really fast.
And the two elderly people.
Are the cats still at the vet?
I don't know. They're never going to get paid at this point.
During their investigation at the home, police located a small kitchen knife under Margaret's body and pieces from a broken candle jar. An autopsy conducted by the Montgomery County Coroner's Office found Seltman died from blunt force injuries. Bartman Seltman was arrested and charged with first-degree murder and third-degree murder and remanded to the Montgomery County Correctional Facility.
Wow.
Hold on.
Meow.
I don't think he deserves a meow, Mark.
Cat vet bills.
I know, but still.
That
meow.
Was also for the cats, though.
I hope it was only for the cats.
It was not for him.
Okay,
he's
good.
He's a douchebag.
I just want to make that clear. So I have another little gem before we get into the other gems that I have a montage of. And this was brought to
Ohio. Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
To us by NBC News. I just sound so newsy, don't I?
Yes. I actually got to, because this just hit my head real fast. Because it happens more common than not. Have you ever heard of the song Sex and Candy?
Yeah.
I was singing that on my way home because it was on the radio. It's almost always on the radio on my way home. But it has it's just like, every time it's like your name. I smell sex and candy, they come. And then it goes into the, where it sounds like it says charity.
Really?
I'll have to play it for you after.
Yes.
Actually, while you're doing that, I'm going to look it up and find the part.
Okay. You do that. Okay. So ready?
Yes.
A jury convicted a Florida man on first-degree murder Wednesday in the 2018 strangling and beating death of his wife after she refused to appear on a home renovation reality TV show, prosecutors said. David Trones, I think, 55, killed his wife, Shanti Cooper Trones, on April 24th, 2018, in the couple's home in the Orlando neighborhood of Delaney Park. Trones had spent thousands of dollars on renovations and had hopes of appearing on the reality television show Zombie House Renovations.
That's a good show.
I haven't seen that.
That's a good show. I like that.
This led to the couple experiencing problems in their marriage, prosecutors said. Cooper Trones' refusal to appear on the show upset Trones to the point that it led to her murder. Yikes. The six-day trial concluded Wednesday when the jury returned with a verdict in less than 5 hours. Trones was immediately sentenced to life in prison, prosecutors said. During the renovation of their home, Trones slept in the garage while his wife, 39, slept in a one-bedroom studio on the property. Cooper Trones was killed in the bedroom, and her husband tried to clean up the crime scene before police arrived. Prosecutors said Orlando police investigators noticed inaccuracies in Trones' story. He claimed he found his wife in the bathtub after having spent the day cleaning and walking his dogs. However, the medical examiner testified that facial injuries, blood evidence, and bruises on the victim's eyes told a different story. So this lovely fellow was convicted in October of 2023. So not too long ago either, guys.
It was Mrs. Peacock in the den. With the hammer.
Oh, I love.
I just watched that recently. It was on TV. All right. I have breaking stories for you here. Hold on. My phone is now deciding to be dumb because it doesn't like me.
I'm listening. I want to hear
Hold on. Got to get my phone turned up. I smell sex.
Who's that lounging in my chair? In my charity? Who's that lounging?
See?
Who's that lounging in my charity? That sounds...
It's obviously not, but every time I hear it when I'm
jamming...
That
sounds...
Yeah, that does
you
sound
You should change
funny.
The words that to who's that lounging with charity? Oh, you can't really do that. It doesn't go with the thing.
No, we'll just keep it the way it is. But every time that song plays, I sing that. And I'm always like,
do you put
one
my
of these
name
days,
in?
I do. I sing it.
Oh, see, guys, he thinks about his co-host when he's not even with her. That's a good co-host for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what we have coming up because this whole title, we just kind of gave you a preview of kind of what's to come.
Yes, we did.
Oh, while she's using her tech ability to get her computer up
guess
and
what?
Running.
It's already up and running almost.
Last week, she's like, I don't know what's going on. This was here and now it's gone. What's going on?
Why do you gotta do that, Mark?
I will tell everybody. All right. So in my other job, I was setting up a brand new broadcast studio because we do all video and my other stuff. And I moved it 2 miles down the road. I took one. Actually, it's like less than a mile down the road. I took one studio, brought it to the new building, set it all up. And now it's deciding, like, we never worked together. What? This doesn't work with that. None of it will work.
What? Really?
I don't know. My laptop almost went flying through the window at the front of this place. I was so mad the other day.
Huh.
I ended up just looking at my boss and said, I'm just going home because I'm going to break crap. I was mad.
I don't blame you. Oh, my God. Why does it keep doing this? Okay, never mind. Don't worry, guys. I've got it in front of me. So this is a montage of...
Montage?
Ridiculous, most ridiculous reasons for murder.
I love it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Most reasons murderers give for murdering are stupid reasons, right?
Yes.
But some are more ridiculous than others. Today, like I said, I have a little montage of murders committed for abundantly stupid reasons and senseless. Most of them were committed by teenagers, but not all. And I'm sure there are many more that we can share on other episodes. So for whatever reason, I mean, I guess it's probably common that a lot of these were committed by teenagers, right? Because they are so stupid, childish reasons. But a few of them are not. So here's our first one. Are you ready, Mark?
I am ready, Freddie.
Noor Hussain and his wife, Nazir Hussain, moved to Brooklyn, New York from Pakistan. I would assume that a day in 2011 started out like it normally did for the couple. Unfortunately, it ended in horror. You see, Nazir prepared dinner as she always did, but she didn't include meat in that particular meal.
Huh.
Yeah. So Noor was 75 years old at the time, and his wife was just 66 years old.
Do you know what I ate for dinner last night? Cereal.
Oh.
I didn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, right?
I just ate it and was happy.
Well, apparently the fact that there was no meat in his meal was not good because it sent him into a dangerous rage.
Sent him into the meat sweats?
Yeah, he wanted his meats.
Oh, my God.
He began to beat his wife, and by the end of the beating, she lost her life. Noor was arrested and charged with his wife's murder. His defense team said he didn't mean to kill his wife, only beat her, which is totally legal back in Pakistan, Mark.
It's gross.
Why?
It's disgusting.
He just went a little too far.
Doesn't matter. You shouldn't lay your hands on anybody ever.
Those defense tactics did not work, and Noor was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to 25 years in prison. He only meant to beat her. The fact that she died, again, Mark, was an accident.
I'm so angry right
now. I know. I know. That's why I like to really, you know, pound that in there. Get it? Pound that in.
I heard it, yeah.
That's crazy, right? I mean, he only got second degree because first degree would have been plotted and whatnot.
Still doesn't matter to me. I know. The fact that somebody can just up and hit somebody they supposedly love. Man versus woman, woman versus woman, 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 man, man. It doesn't matter to me. If you hit somebody that you entrust your life to, you're a scumbag.
I agree. Well,
that's the bottom line because Case Watch says so.
I like that. All right. It's going to get even worse. In 2011, a 13-year-old boy in Siberia got into an argument with his 17-year-old sister over who got control of the remote for the TV. Now, that's a common fight, I would assume, with siblings, who gets to control the remote control and who doesn't. His sister must have won the argument because he freaked out and grabbed a hunting rifle, shooting his sister in the face, killing her on impact. He clearly didn't call the authorities or anyone for that matter because his mother discovered his sister when she came home from work. Can you imagine just getting home from work like any other day and discovering one of your children shot and killed the other child over a stupid argument? The 13-year-old boy... Oh, this is going to make you really mad, Mark.
Oh, boy.
The 13-year-old boy didn't face any criminal charges due to his age. I hope his family took control and got him some mental health. Clearly, he had some mental stuff going on.
Yes.
If he thought it was okay to shoot his sister in the face and kill her over a remote control for the TV. I just can't. These are just, I don't know. Unbelievable to me. Yet here we are.
Here we are doing them.
And over and over.
We hear this stuff over and over again. It's sad.
You would think nothing should surprise me, but I still sometimes I'm like, what?
Certain cases now still hit me bad, yes. Depending on what they are.
Yes. In 2010, a detective named Brian Stevenson went out to dinner the night before his birthday, probably to relax with friends and just celebrate. The night turned deadly when Brian got into an altercation with a man named Cyan James over a parking spot in the parking garage. The altercation turned into a rage-filled argument that turned deadly when Cyan grabbed a piece of concrete and slammed it into Brian's left temple. This caused massive injuries to Brian's head.
Oh, boy.
He was taken to the hospital and succumbed to his injuries, dying just before his 38th birthday. He left behind his wife and three children.
Unbelievable.
Cyan James was arrested and charged with first-degree murder. You can't get more senseless than some of these. I mean, over a parking spot, you take a concrete brick that you find in... What do you think's going to happen to somebody when you hit them in their temple like that?
I hate saying this, and I'm not making excuses for anybody. And this is not by what any stretch of the means do I mean.
Right.
But things get out of hand sometimes.
They do.
Very, very quickly.
Yes.
And especially when you involve traffic.
Yes.
Parking. I have been witness to some horrible
stuff
in parking lots over the years.
Yeah, it scares me.
We were sitting at Costco trying to find a spot the last time we went, and we were sitting there waiting for the car, and there was nobody else around. Backed up, started to come towards us, and someone come the other direction, saw us, flipped us off, and pulled in.
Yeah.
I wanted to flatten all four of his tires.
I bet.
And if Kristen wasn't with me, I probably would have.
Right.
Like, because she kind of calms me down. I may have a temper when it comes to that kind
really?
Of stuff.
Really?
Like,
you don't say.
Weird. But I've sucked it in, but I can, and there's not excuse for anything.
Of course not.
But the first thing I always say to myself when I start having these thoughts of like, oh, I'm going to go punch that guy, or I'm going to do this, I'm going to go do that, it hits you in the head and says, you know what? Like, this could alter your life for the rest of your life.
Yes.
Take a deep breath.
Two lives ruined. Yep,
it's not worth it. Take a deep breath. Walk the other way.
Walk away. Let them have the spot and go find another one. It's not worth it.
I'm just as much of a man as I am right now as I was before. You can just walk away.
Just walk away, guys.
Don't let it get to you.
Nope.
Who cares? Find another spot. Speaking of that, did you see the news last night down by Foxborough? There was a gentleman, that's all they're saying, that was shot.
No.
On the side of 93.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
God.
Side of 95. Sitting beside the road, like they just got a report of a gunfight.
Oh, my God.
Two vehicles, one left, found the operator of that vehicle, a male subject, deceased.
Oh, my God.
Like, was that road rage? What's going on?
I'm sure that'll develop as it goes on.
And I hate this, and I'm not putting words in anybody's mouth or any of that stuff, because it makes me wonder, because that little strip right through there is prime drug corridor.
Is it?
Coming right up out of Rhode Island? Absolutely.
Yikes.
Like, so it makes you wonder, is that road rage or is it or something
was it
else?
Or drug what fueled? Happened? Or was it, did they know each other? Did they not know each other? I know.
And the fact that they're not releasing any information on this,
that means
all,
they have information.
There's something weird here.
I feel like when they don't release the information, they have a good amount of it, but not enough, and they don't want to spoil it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
This next one happened in Florida.
No.
And this is...
Hold on, ready? This is my surprise face.
Whoa. He looks really surprised,
guys. I hope that doesn't stay like that. With you with your and me with my that would be a fun podcast for a live show.
Yeah, actually it would. We keep saying we're going to. We have to do that one soon, Mark.
We can actually do it at the other studio anytime.
Just let me know.
Because at the new place, we could both be on the same camera.
Or can we record it so we can at least go up in the after fact?
Well, can record it. We can do whatever you want.
All right. All right, guys. You heard it here on Case Watch.
In a couple
Mark.
Weeks when Mark's back in the area, we'll do one.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
November 17th, 2012, a teenager named Jordan Davis was driving around in an SUV with three of his friends listening to rap music loudly. That's a common teenage thing. I'm sorry. It may not be rap music. It might be rap music. It might be some other type of music.
I like all music. I really do.
Right.
There's some stuff that I hear that's dumb. I like all music except the stuff like the kids today are listening to now. Yeah. Get off my lawn.
He's that guy.
But I love rap. I love rock. I love pop. I love country. I love all of it.
Yeah.
Except that new stuff.
Yeah. And sometimes when you feeling good and then nicer weather, you're listening to music loud, right?
I'm cruising down the road. In my 6'4".
Oh, yeah.
Jocking the freaks. There's nothing worse. Do you remember that short period of time about 8 to 10 years ago when there was that mumble rap phase?
Yes.
It's like, who knows? Yeah. I just may have created a hit
right
there.
Wow, guys.
Somebody send that to a record producer.
Michael Dunn, a middle-aged software engineer, was
That's an unfortunate last name.
Was not a fan of the overly loud music. Witnesses reported seeing Michael and the teenagers yelling at each other. In a horrible twist, Michael, who had a gun on him, opened fire into the SUV, killing Jordan Davis.
Idiot.
This entire incident took place in Jacksonville, in a Jacksonville parking lot of a gas station. After the gunfire, Michael took off, leaving the scene, which is so stupid because there are witnesses and I'm sure in a gas station surveillance cameras.
Yeah.
The police were called and Michael was found and arrested. He claimed he feared for his life and that why and that's why he began shooting, because he was afraid of the teenage boys.
Is he afraid that he was going to like Dr. Dre?
You know what? That's a true fear, because Dr. Dre is awesome. Unfortunately for him, the witness accounts in the fleeing of the scene showed otherwise. In October of 2014, Michael Dunn was sentenced to life in prison with no parole, plus an extra 90 days. Hope it was worth it.
He deserves it.
I agree.
Scumbag. Me and Kristen had a discussion the other night. This is one of our fun little chit chats about the most influential rap album of all time. And we both have come up with that. It's Dr. Dre, The Chronic.
Yeah.
It changed rap slash hip hop forever. And it redefined this music, and it let it know, and like, this shit can go mainstream.
Yeah.
And I still love it to this day.
It's good stuff.
I listen to that whole album still. It's awesome.
It is awesome.
Snoop Dogg Doggy Style is close second for me. That was a good album. If you listen to it cover to cover.
Am a Snoop Dogg fan. In fact, I did purchase a Snoop on the Stoop this past Christmas.
Of course you did. Your face right when you said that, you were like almost ashamed.
I'm not ashamed. I love my Snoop.
I love Snoop Dogg. He's
a delight.
He's hilarious.
Mark, this one right here is a very large concern that I have for you. This is cautionary tale.
Uh-oh.
It's very sad and senseless, but for you, this is a very large cautionary tale.
I'm intently listening now. Charity's worried.
I'm worried. A 16-year-old Ohio teenage girl named Shakira Dorsey ended up dead after a fight with another 16-year-old girl. Apparently, Shakira started teasing the other teenager about tooting.
Uh-oh.
About a fart, guys. The teasing caused the teenager to want to fight Shakira. It was rumored that a parent brought one of the girls to the fight. Isn't that nice?
Shakira's hips don't lie. I don't know who died and who's the bad person, so I should probably reserve my
jokes. On top of that, a group of adults gathered around the two girls to watch them fight instead of trying to stop them. Shakira's stepfather was one of the onlookers and eventually stopped the fight. Can you imagine just a parent just watching their children fight?
No.
911 was called when Shakira was having a hard time breathing, eventually collapsing to the ground. She died shortly after, and the other girl was arrested for murder. Shakira's stepfather also faced backlash from investigators, wondering why he didn't step in right away. Shakira was just a junior in high school and played on the softball team. Her family reported she didn't have any known conditions that could have caused her death. That's so sad.
I need to follow up on this because what caused this? There seems to be more here.
Well, I'm sure they had beef with each other, right?
And I'm saying physically. She's had shortness of breath.
I don't know. I mean, all it takes is a kick to the chest in the wrong spot, or she could have cracked her windpipe. She could have. I mean, who knows? But yeah, I'd like to find out too the exact cause. Shame on him, and shame on all those adults that were just watching.
All right. So this makes Mark really bad. Whatever. People already hate me. So you either like me or you don't. Like,
there's no in-betweens, guys.
I really don't care.
There's no, he's all right. It's either we love Mark or because we don't love Mark.
Stuff gets out of hand that happens every day.
Oh, yeah.
And then we sit here and criticize people about it. I was at a basketball game last week because Kristen's kid plays high school basketball.
Yep.
The team is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the coach. And it's just whatever. We can't wait for the season.
It's painful to watch, basically.
I would prefer painful. Like, this is way worse. And getting to the point where you're just like clearly watching the refs blow calls in front of you, but you can't say anything.
Right.
but you do under your breath.
Right.
But you also don't want to call out anybody else's idiot kid who's being an idiot because Correct. They might be behind you.
Correct. That's right. Yeah.
Which this particular kid's parents were.
What did you say?
Directly behind me. Nothing. That doesn't matter. I didn't really say anything.
I feel like it kind of does.
Didn't really say anything completely inappropriate. But like this kid completely just double hand shoved one of her kids, you know, kids' basketball teammates right over backwards, cracked his head off the floor.
Oh, no. Everything.
And the kid that did it was extremely short from the other team. And the guy he did was a big guy. So that guy took the ball and whipped it at his face, which I would have done that because
the kid that got knocked down, pushed over on purpose, got the ball, whipped it.
Whipped it at his face. I cheered.
Okay, well.
Out loud.
Yeah.
Because the kid deserved it.
Yeah.
But now I'm like ostracized by everybody in the gym, including Kristen, looking at me like, you broke Cardinal High School football rules, like, or basketball rules. Like, you can't comment on stuff. I'm like, I would have punched that kid 10 minutes before that happened.
I've been to a lot of high school sports events, and people have said way, adults have said way worse than that.
Kids behind, parents behind us. Like, oh my God, he hit my son in the face. My son did nothing. I'm like,
oh boy.
Are we watching the same game because he's tripped five people? Like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, this has continued to happen, but it's like we say, we all see things differently.
We all see things differently. And, you know, in this case, this to me is different, right? It's not just someone yelling something out at a, it, think of it this way, right? Say those two kids, say one of those kids was your kids and you waited for the other kid to come outside afterwards and instructed your kid to get in a fight with that kid and then sat and watched.
Yep.
You wouldn't do that.
Speaking of, I got to just throw this out there. Speaking of listeners who like or dislike us, huge shout out to one of our crime creeps who had her birthday last Wednesday. Kristen, she knows who she is. She lives up the road. She's also involved in racing, loves the podcast, actually discovered me before from Case Watch. And so when I got this other thing that I do, she's like, that guy's voice sounds
familiar. That's awesome.
So happy birthday, Kristen.
Happy birthday, Kristen.
A week late, but still happy birthday.
That's right.
So other than that, let's move on.
Let's move on.
Talk about more debauchery.
This one is another crazy one, too. Tan met a lovely 20-year-old waitress named Chong sometime in 2008.
My face has so many smiles on it right now, but I'm not going to say anything. Because Cherry's holding her finger up like you're going to make yourself look
yes,
bad. Stop.
Stop it. The two were both Malaysians and became quick friends. After about a month of friendship, they began dating. What a cute little story, right, Mark?
Sure.
The end.
Sure.
By March of 2009, the two had been dating for about 5 months. This is around the time when people's true personalities tend to show up and the couple experience some arguments, right?
Yeah.
Some people happen sooner than 5 months. Some people are just show their personalities right in the beginning, which I think is good. Just let everyone know.
Hey, I had a meltdown in a McDonald's drive-thru the first week I knew Kristen.
She stuck around. She's a stand-up gal.
She's like, I just know not to mess with your food. I'm like, damn right.
That's right. March 6th, 2009, at about 11:30 p.m., Tan and Chong met up at a little spot, and Chong ordered some fish noodles. You guys, why? He's got such a big smile on his face.
I'm loving the names.
I am too. She asked Tan if he would grab an extra pair of chopsticks, and he adamantly refused. Chong got really, he's over there. I'm not even looking at him. Chong got really upset and stopped talking, ignoring Tan. Ooh.
Chong mad.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. She was very mad. Tan tried to soften her anger by feeding her fish balls. I mean, that is a good technique, right? If your girl's angry, a lot of times she might just want some food.
Do what I do. I always rub her butt.
Oh, you
like
do?
Like start with the lower back and then move to the butt.
Oh, and she loves that, does
yeah,
she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All women do, guys. Yep, yeah.
They do. Oh, I'm pretty sure.
Chong just kept on ignoring her boyfriend all through dinner, playing on her phone. She was really mad, guys. After dinner, the couple started walking to Chong's apartment and a full-on argument ensued. By the way, I don't know why this, I need to tell you guys this, but I always get spell corrected on ensued. Shocking, I know. Anyone who has been in any type of relationship knows how this type of thing goes. She was pissed about the chopsticks and couldn't understand why he couldn't have just grabbed an extra pair. I mean, it wasn't a lot to ask, Mark. All of this could have been avoided if he just grabbed next pair of chopsticks.
Are her hands broken?
She asked him because he was there. She just said, hey, well, can you grabbing those chopsticks? Can you just grab an extra pair?
Yeah.
No, I don't like it. By the time they reached Chong's apartment, she was done and told Tan they couldn't change the way they were. Instead of talking it through, Tan thought Chong was ending the relationship. So he did, of course, what any other boyfriend would do.
Stabbed her with the chopsticks?
No.
No. That was a joke. I do not condone violence.
No. He, of course, pushed her out the window.
Wait, what?
Yeah. And when he saw that she was dead, he jumped out right out as well. The only problem was Tan didn't die.
Oh.
Tan Tech Soon, that's his full name, was 21 years old at the time of the incident, and Chong Kyeok-yeon was just 20 at the time. Tan pleaded guilty to culpable homicide. Two lives ruined over a pair of chopsticks.
Unbelievable.
Chopsticks.
I got to be honest here. And this.
That, it sounds like, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it sounds like there was some mental health issues on there. Yeah.
Well, not only that, they're young.
Of course.
I'm going to go on record and say I'm a guy.
You are?
Guys are dumb. I honestly think like we should be locked up until we're 25. Because think of all the stupid stuff that we do.
Yeah.
From then to then.
Yeah.
I should have died 19 times.
True that. Yeah.
Like we're dumb. We make bad decisions. Like I was married and divorced twice by
that
point.
Whole, I feel like a lot of young men, teenagers into young men, I feel like a lot of them, not all guys, I'm not saying all of you men are like this, but kind of had that I'm invincible thing.
No, every guy has that.
That little bit of an invincible.
Everyone does.
Where women, some of them have that, but a lot of times they're the ones who are like, oh, I don't think you should do that.
I was, this is going to sound weird, but I was actually, when I was driving the other day, I was thinking about Michael Wilson.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who has been through all this stuff in his life, military and all that, and then got in a horrible car accident and almost died.
Well, thank God. Someone was watching over him. Thank God.
Like, think of how quickly life and fragile it is for all of us.
I know.
It doesn't matter how big and strong you are.
It doesn't.
Like, I prided myself on trying to be like the strongest guy around and like nothing ever bothered me and I can lift this and do that. And I don't think it was all that long ago when I realized I was like, I'm losing it a step here.
Yeah.
Like I am not as strong as I once was. I don't recover from things as quickly. If I sleep wrong, like I'm in pain for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like this getting old stuff sucks.
It does.
So don't do anything worse to your life, guys, to make it even worse.
Yeah. Your younger self wouldn't have listened to you anyways.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff.
We never do.
Stuff.
You go through things you go through because you just do.
I took a bet in middle school. Do you remember? Do you know the throat spray?
Yeah.
Like somebody
I think you've talked about this before.
I won money by spraying the entire thing into my mouth.
Oh my gosh. What? That's redonk.
And it was like less than $5. Like we do stupid stuff just to be cool. That's the one thing that I've noticed since this. Guys do things just to
look cool. All right,
so
just so you know, and all of the men and young men know, girls don't think that's cool. Your friends think it's cool. Girls look at you and think, that guy's an idiot that he just did that, and we don't want to go out with him because of that. We'll go out with the other one.
In a guy's head, that makes them popular with the guys.
With the guys, but not the girls.
And then girls look at the guy and be like, that guy has all these friends. He's obviously really cool.
No, that's not how it goes. Not one bit.
Man, I've been screwing life up my entire life.
Yes, you have.
Darn.
Anyways, on to the next. This one happened in South Wales. 15-year-old at the time, Becca Airwood, seemed to have her entire life ahead of her. She did well in school and had friends scattered around the local areas. These friends were a mix of boys and girls. Sounds like she was just a friendly, nice person.
Yep.
One of her friends was a 15-year-old boy named Joshua Davies. He seemed to be well-liked as well. Even Becca's mother said when she first met him, she thought he was, quote, very friendly and charming. Joshua and Becca must have gotten along well because their relationship turned into dating, but only lasted about 3 months. There were conflicting stories about why they broke up. Joshua told his friends the breakup was because Becca was trying to get pregnant without him knowing. That's kind of an aggressive assumption.
Hopefully it was with him at least.
Yes, because okay. Becca's friends said that the story was hogwash and the relationship ended because Joshua refused to wear condoms and she didn't want to get pregnant. That guy sounds to me a little more of what probably was going on. Just saying.
Never liked condoms myself.
That's what I'm saying. You know, the good old he said, she said. Regardless of the reason for the breakup, Joshua began to show disdain for Becca, telling his friends he was going to kill her, suggesting different ways, like poisoning her with plants. Sounds like he was really putting some thought into it, huh?
Oh, 100%.
At one point, he asked his friends what they would give him if he actually killed her. They, of course, said they didn't believe him, but told him if he killed Becca, they would reward him with breakfast at his favorite restaurant. Okay, so they said they didn't believe him, that it was a joke. Like, this is a joke. You have a friend who keeps saying over and over, I'm going to kill this girl, I'm going to kill this girl, I'm going to kill this girl. Hey, what will you guys give me? What do you give me if I kill this girl? Oh, we'll pay for your breakfast. We'll give you a nice big breakfast at your favorite breakfast place. Yeah. Saturday, October 23rd, 2011, Joshua asked Becca to meet him in the woods at Aberconfig. That's how I'm saying it, and I'm sticking to it. This area was a common place for kids their age to hang out. So it was the known area to, like, hang out there, right? It was, like, yep. A wooded area, and they'd say, hey, let's go meet up there. Maybe they smoked cigarettes or weed or who knows, right? Kind of away from adults. By all accounts, Becca seemed excited to meet up with Joshua. She put on it. This is another reason why I feel like he was the one who broke it off. Because I don't know the reason, but she seemed excited that, like, maybe it was going to rekindle or something. I don't know. She put on a brand new outfit she had just bought the week before and carefully did her hair and makeup just so. So she wanted to look good for him. Before he left for the woods, it was reported that Joshua looked at his friends with a smirk and said, quote, "The time has come." Becca never returned from the woods because Joshua killed her with an extremely heavy rock, bashing her head in until she was lifeless. He even bragged to his friends about how he snuck up behind the tiny 5-foot-tall girl and attacked her. He said she was screaming, and he told his friends how he watched her skull fall apart. Ugh. Gross. Joshua brought one of his friends to the woods to see what he had done. Clearly, the friend didn't believe him, just like his other friends. But when they got to the woods, he saw the teenager's dead body, and the friend said his entire body went cold. He also reported that Joshua seemed a little shaky, but nothing out of the ordinary. I guess none of the friends told any adults. They may have been afraid of him, right? Because after all, if Joshua could murder a girl that he used to care about, what would he do to them?
Right.
So I guess there could have been some fear, right? It wasn't until late in the evening when Becca's family became concerned as she hadn't come home. Joshua seemed unfazed after the murder. He went home and noted on his Facebook that he was, quote, just chilling. He made himself a nice warm cup of tea and settled in to watch a few movies. How can you?
Unbelievable.
Right? Joshua heard about the search for Becca, so he tried to be swift and texted her phone saying, quote, get in touch. We are all worried. Becca's body was found in the woods right where Joshua left it the next day. Her mother had already informed the police that her daughter had left the house to meet up with Joshua. This is the other thing, too. Like, how did you think you weren't going to get caught?
People are so dumb.
With this information, the police arrested Joshua and his friend that saw the poor young girl's dead body. Listen to the little story Joshua tried to spin. He said that his friend arrived in the woods on his own to see if Joshua had really killed Becca, like he had been telling everyone. He then said when his friend saw that he and Becca were just standing there, he became enraged and killed Becca with the rock. How is that believable? He couldn't tell the police why he didn't try to stop his friend from supposedly killing his ex-girlfriend. The police knew Joshua was the person that murdered Becca. They just couldn't figure out why. They concluded that he must have done it because he had talked about it so much. He felt he had to carry it out in the end. So Joshua was found guilty and sentenced to life in jail with no chance of parole for at least 14 years. Sonia Oatley, Becca's mother, was understandably not happy with the sentence. Here is some of what she had to say, reported by The Guardian. Quote, the evildoer Joshua Davies robbed us of watching our precious and perfect little girl flourish into a successful young woman. We will never forgive him for tearing our world apart so brutally, and I would welcome the return of capital punishment for the likes of Joshua Davies, who forfeited his human rights when he chose to take my daughter's life. Joshua Davies suffered all that out. There is no doubt in my mind that Rebecca was destined for great things. Guess Joshua never got the breakfast he was promised. I wonder if he's enjoying his jail meals.
Idiot.
That was very well worded by his mother, I do have to say, because that's just, don't these make you so mad?
Because they're all senseless.
They're all senseless. They're
every
all
murder
senseless.
Is senseless.
Every
let's be
murder
honest.
Is senseless, but these are just beyond senseless.
The one in closing here, because we got to wrap things up here. One of the movies that always makes me think is Minority Report. Have you
yes.
ever seen that?
Yep.
Where this guy's like, you're being arrested because you're going to kill somebody. And he's like, wait, what? I'm a cop. I would never. And in the right situation.
Yep.
It's the strangest thing in the world. It just really puts your mind at like, oh, wow, that could happen to anybody.
It could.
Speaking of happening to anybody, Charity, do you know what else could happen to anybody?
What?
A 5-star review for Case Watch True Crime Podcast.
Yeah.
On Apple Podcasts.
I know. I love those. Those are so awesome.
Happy.
I know. They make me happy, too.
Give us a 5-star review if you haven't. Be much appreciated.
We would be very delighted if you guys would do that for us.
And go ahead and listen to some Charity song on your way home.
Oh, yes.
Who's that lounging? All right, guys.
In Charity.
I know. I all of a sudden had to stop at the end there. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye, guys.